In Gion, Mameha said, a very popular geisha can always make sure her younger sister earns more than anyone else if she is willing to risk hurting her own reputation. The reason has to do with the way ohana, flower fees, are billed. In the old days, 100 years or more ago, every time a geisha arrived at a party to entertain, the mistress of the tea house lit a stick of 1 hour incense called one ohana or flower. The geisha's fees were based on how many sticks of incense had burned by the time she left. The cost of one ohana has always been fixed by the Gion Registry Office. While I was an apprentice, it was 3 yen, which was about the cost of 2 bottles of liquor, perhaps. It may sound like a lot, but an unpopular geisha earning 1 ohana per hour has a grim life. Probably she spends most evenings sitting around the charcoal brazier waiting for an engagement. Even when she's busy, she may earn no more than 10 yen a night, which won't be enough even to pay back her debts. Considering all the wealth that flows into Gion, she's nothing more than an insect picking at the carcass, compared with Hatsumomo or Mameha, who are magnificent lionesses feasting at the kill, not only because they have engagements all night long every night, but because they charge a good deal more as well. In Hatsumomo's case, she charged 1 ohana every 15 minutes, rather than 1 every hour. And in the case of Mameha, well, there was no one else in Gion quite like her. She charged 1 ohana every 5 minutes. Of course, no geisha keeps all her earnings, not even Mameha. The tea house where she earned the fees takes a portion, then a much smaller portion goes to the Geisha Association, and a portion to her dresser, and right on down the line, including a fee she might pay to an okya in exchange for keeping her account books and tracking her engagements. She probably keeps only a little more than half of what she earns. Still, it's an enormous sum when compared with the livelihood of an unpopular geisha who every day sinks deeper and deeper into a pit. Here's how a geisha like Hatsumomo could make her younger sister seem more successful than she really was. To begin with, a popular geisha in Gion is welcome at nearly any party and will drop in on many of them for only 5 minutes. Her customers will be happy to pay the fees, even though she's only saying hello. They know that the next time they visit Gion, she'll probably join them at the table for a while to give them the pleasure of her company. An apprentice, on the other hand, can't possibly get away with such behavior. Her role is to build relationships. Until she becomes a full-fledged geisha at the age of 18, she doesn't consider flitting from party to party. Instead, she stays for an hour or more, and only then telephones her okya to ask her older sister's whereabouts, so she can go to another tea house and be introduced to a new round of guests. While her popular older sister might drop in on as many as 20 parties during an evening, an apprentice probably attends no more than 5. But this isn't what Hatsumomo was doing. She was taking Pumpkin with her everywhere she went.